At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 19.
There's this one time I listened to this Australian podcast, and that's how they said 19. 19. Welcome to episode 19. Welcome to episode 19. I don't know why that popped in my head. Episode 19, it is January 22nd, not July. Listen, I know last week I said July 15th. I'm sorry. I had hordes of messages and stuff. Did you know you said July 15th? I didn't. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. It is January 22nd. It's very obviously not July. It is like 9 degrees out. So, welcome back. Today I got a fun YouTube video for you guys. You're going to love. I'm break that down. I got some story time. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I've got a life hack for you. And we're going to break down some drug commercials too. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Oh, man. Now, am I a diehard Chiefs fan? I am. I am a Chiefs fan. It is. Respect to those people who like go and watch every single game even when the team suck. I am that to an extent. I am. Okay, I'm a fan. But I really pay attention when a team is good. That's what everyone does. Dude, that does get me annoyed when you're a sports fan. Sometimes they say, like, you need to watch these games no matter what. You ever been a fan of a sports team and they're like, they haven't won a game in like months? You're like, okay, well, it does have its limits here. I don't want to watch. This is really upsetting me emotionally. But anyways, Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. It's amazing. And all I can think about, I watched the game and I think the Titans, let me confirm this, but the Titans have a coach. Talk about weird names. This is in a different way. This is just an unfortunate name. There's weird names where people like. So if your first name is weird, your parents' fault. That's so mean. If your last name's weird, not your fault. I heard of someone who like changed their last name because it was like Dickie or something. They're like, oh, we'll get bullied. That's, come on, be proud. But anyways, this dude. His name is, let me look it up. Yeah, this man is the defensive coordinator for the Titans. His name is Dean Pease. His last name is Pease. You're like, oh, what's wrong with Pease? No, P-E-E-S. Like urinates. Synonym. Synonymous with Leakin. His name is Dean Pease. How you doing? Dean Pease, defensive coordinator. We're going to shut down the defense by just urinating all over. Okay. Dean Pease, shutting down offenses since 99 by just making it all stinky. We eat a bunch of asparagus. Dean Pease. So that was all I could think about during the game. Dean Pease. But that's just how mature I am. Oh, here we are talking about bowel movements. We're only 5 minutes in. I promised to take a break from this, but I remember most, like, no one reacted. I'm like, Dean Pease. Y'all hearing that? Like, yeah, that's his name. Mr. Pease? Mr. Pease. Mr. Bean. Y'all remember Mr. Bean? Let me take a drink of my Spindrift. Sponsor me. Dude, Spindrift is so good. It's like if LaCroix. You ever heard of LaCroix? I saw a hilarious tweet once. It said LaCroix is like, if you take a drink of seltzer and someone in the other room yells, watermelon! It's a very light taste. Spindrift hits you with a little more flavor. Anyways, Mr. Bean was maybe the best show of all time. That's really all I have to say about that. But anyway, shout out Dean Pease. Chiefs beat you, dude. Chiefs beat you. I almost went to the game, but I decided not to because I don't know if this is weird. Being live is fun, but I think at a watch party is just as fun because you're with all your peeps, right? If I go to the game with all my peeps, that's the best. But I didn't go. I could have met Mahomes' little brother, and Mahomes' little brother is a TikTok star, if you didn't know that. And I'm a TikTok star, so we would have clicked immediately. His little brother is popping off on TikTok, hitting all the dance moves. I need to get more on the dancing side of TikTok, working on that. I got a choreographer teach me how to look the camera dead in the eye while I thrust my hips. So I'm kidding. But anyways, that I'm fired up. I'm not going to Miami. As of now, I'm probably not going. Miami sounds pretty nice about this time of year. Talk about July. That'd be nice. Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. I'm feeling good. But before the game, there's this like hole-in-the-wall liquor store, right? I'm going to go in there. I'm going to buy a six-pack, right? It's the game. I'm going to buy a six. Nice IPA or something. A nice craft beer because, well, I'm white. And I go in there. I'm like, hey, man, I'm looking for something like this. And he's like, ah, man, I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. No worries. Says, yeah, man, I don't even know where, like, how they organize or anything. He was like the only guy working. I was like, well, this is not off to a great start, but it's fine. Whatever. I don't really care. So I'm looking around. I find what I want, right? So you have to understand, I have one of my biggest pet peeves, and I do, this is more my problem than what I'm about to, his problem that I'm about to describe, but I get very upset with bad service or when things like aren't working. It's like, if I go to a restaurant, you're waiting on me, but you don't wait on me, then I'm like, I'm so annoyed. Very little patience is basically what I'm very impatient. And I have a problem is kind of what I'm trying to get at. Anyways, I pick up the beer. I go to the counter and he's like trying to check it out and he's having trouble scanning it. I guess it's not scanning. He's like, hey man, do you mind like going and grabbing another like thing so I can scan it? And my first thought was kind of like, feels like I'm not getting paid. You are. But I was like, whatever, that's fine. It was right there. So I walk over there. I grab it, another of the same beer, and I set it down. He's like, no. Like, could you grab like a different, not like the same exact one, but like a different one? And so at this point, I'm very confused. Like, what? Okay. All right. And I kind of pause to wait to hopefully he'll be like, ah, you know what? I'll do it. But he holds firm. We kind of have like a 5-second standoff. I'm like, Okay, I'll go. So I go back over there and I holler, like, just any beer? He's like, no, yeah, like, they should be, like, the same price. Very confused at this point. I come back with a separate six-pack. I'm not trying to purchase this. Very confused. He goes, under his breath, he goes, this guy's still not getting what I'm saying. And I'm like, oh, my God, is he talking trash now? And I look at him like this, and I go, I swear, and I mean, this is probably a little curt of me, but I look at him and I go, that's your job, not mine. I was done. I was like, dude, I don't even know what you're trying to get me to do. I go, your job, not mine. And then he gets mad. He goes, I understand that, sir. And he goes and does it. I still don't really understand what he wanted me to do, but nonetheless, I paid for it and I left. And I was like, I was ticked off after that. I was like, my blood was boiling. I had to go to the bat. Felt like Dean Pease. Just mad I lost. Going to a liquor store and the guy there's making fun of me because I'm not like doing his job well. It was very confusing. Maybe that's a good business strategy for a liquor store. A lot of times people go into liquor stores to escape their stresses or their anger. You go into a liquor store, you irritate the customer to their point where like, well, you know what? Now I'm going to get two bottles because you've made me so upset that I want to drink more. Maybe that's their business strategy. That's terrible. Anyways, I just got my craft beers and I went home and had a great day watching the Chiefs. Made a bunch of chili. Which that a bunch, you know, like everyone bring chili, and that's always kind of, you're like, maybe we should have done this because this is, it's like, it literally looks like you line them up, you line up crock pots and you roll through there like pigs going to a trough. How's that pig impression? All right, we're having chili cook-off. We got 18 chilies lined up here. Get on at it. Y'all ever seen that video of that woman doing her suigo? This one right here has got duck in it. This one's got deer in it. This one's got bison. Where are we getting all these exotic meats? Woman pig calling. That should be good.
Sweet!
Listen to this woman, dude. Listen. That's me. I'm going to the chili. Yeah. Ooh, I want the venison one. More Fritos. More sour cream. Ooh. Kraft IPAs. Cornbread. Cornbread casserole.
That one, dude.
Oh my gosh. Surely she's about to pass out.
Chili cook, get on the chili. Get up to the trough, boys.
So, anyways, yeah, I felt pretty horrible after that. I consumed way too many calories, but all in good fun. All in good fun. And then, but we're back to the grind. Shout out MLK. MLK Day this week. Also, I lost my phone. This was funny. Oh, I have a trip. Life hack. Y'all ever, you're just walking around your house. You're doing stuff. You set your phone down, walking around. And then you're like, where's my phone? And you have no idea where it is. No idea. And you're like, this doesn't make any sense. I just had it. Where could I have? How did I hide this from myself? So you're looking around, you're getting really mad. You're like, I know it's in the house. Life hack. I discovered this. If you have AirPods, which if you don't, what a loser. I'm kidding. For those who have AirPods though, you know what I mean? Especially I got the AirPods Pro, which are awesome. I'm a big fan of AirPods. And now I look at the people with the first gen AirPods. I'm like, ugh. Or when I had AirPods, I was like, dude, your headphones have a wire on them. Anyway, so I'm impatient. I'm a horrible person. I talk about bowel movements. So, but there's a life hack. If you have AirPods or some other Bluetooth thing, I put my AirPods in. They connect. I don't know where my phone is. I know it's somewhere in the house, but they connect. So I go, Siri, I ask her. I don't want to say the whole phrase because things go crazy. And I go, set a timer for 10 seconds. Okay, set a timer for 10 seconds. And then you take the headphones out, put them in, so now they're not connected, and you just wait. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Starts going off, and you hear it. Now you're looking around the house. You hear it, you're looking around the house. I got closer, it took me a while, because my phone this morning was in the refrigerator. So, I mean, how do I manage to do that? I don't know, but I don't know how long it would have taken me to find it otherwise. The refrigerator. That was a new one. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. But, yeah, watched the game. Saw a bunch of commercials for the first time. Dude, there was a lot of depressing commercials. I don't see a lot of commercials because, you know, what psychopath does that? We do Netflix and stuff. But there's a lot of like, really, they're trying to hit you deep. It was like, I don't know, some random car like Mitsubishi with a new system that helps save from crashes. And to help sell that, they showed like a story of someone's like child dying in a car crash. Like, oh, and you're like, all right, we're going to take a time out of the field. Chiefs are leading. Exciting game. Dean Pease can't keep up with the offense. And you're like, yeah, woo. Who wants more chili? Come over to the trough. And then it's like, dead child in a car crash. Bye. A hatchback from Mitsubishi or something. You're like, oh my, this is a real downer, man. show me. The Super Bowl better not be hitting us with those, man. These like depressing short films in between like this exciting football experience. Like, oh my gosh. But also commercials of, and these feel like they get better and better, the drug commercials. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, well, yeah, whatever it are. Lipitor. If you experiencing high cholesterol, Lipitor may be right for you. And it shows just old people like Dan taking a salsa class. And then it's like, side effects include. I'm just going to look them up because I'm not going to try to be funny on this. I'm going to straight up read them and it will be funny. Here's an article. Common side effects. Side effects may include diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, headache, insomnia, nausea, skin rash, dermatitis, constipation, suicidal thoughts, internal bleeding, cancer, or abnormal heart rhythms. I'll pass. I'll take the high cholesterol over dry mouth and internal bleeding. I'm good. Dry mouth? That sounds really weird. Thanks. My cholesterol is way down. Hold on. I got to take a drink in between every sentence because I have dry mouth now. But I now have dry mouth, constipation, insomnia, and abnormal heart rhythms. And all the while they're saying these, people are like, it's geriatrics, like doing the limbo or something. Come on. I'm feeling better because I'm taking some statin drugs that were maybe hurting me more than they're helping me. Just a lot of those commercials. I want to find an example. You know, Cialis. Those are always those awkward commercials, dude, especially when your parents growing up. Cialis. That's like two middle-aged people that are just, you're like, oh, I don't like this. Why is there a bathtub on the side of the mountain? Don't tell me they're going to get in it. Or Victoria's Secret commercial, dude. Those scar me for life. Sitting there with your parents and that pops on. Now, a sale. 20% off all panties. That's how they went. But it was like a Spike TV version. No, the Victoria's Secret commercial comes on. You're like, I shouldn't look at this. But then it feels weird to overtly look away. So then you're like, I'm gonna look at the TV, but I'm gonna look through it. And I'm not gonna show any emotion. So hopefully my parents don't know that. Oh my God, how long is this? Is this a 60-second spot or a 30-second? Please tell me it's a 30-second. Oh, we're at 40 seconds. It's a 60-second spot. It keeps going. And it finally ends, and you're like, whew. Commercials, it'll take you on a roller coaster, man. Depressing commercial. Drug, old people, Cialis, Victoria's Secret, and then you're back to the game. You're like, I just went on a ride emotionally. I can hardly tune in this game. Let's see the Cialis commercial. Oh, Cialis, here it is.
She's still the one for you. And Cialis for daily use helps you be ready anytime the moment is right. Cialis is also the only daily ED tablet approved to treat symptoms of BPH, like needing to go frequently. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions and medicines, and ask if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Your heart
Do
is
not take
healthy
Cialis
enough.
If you take nitrates for chest.
There it is.
Chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Do not drink alcohol in excess. Side effects may include headache, upset stomach, delayed backache, or muscle ache. To avoid long-term injury, get medical help right away for an erection lasting more than 4 hours. If you have any sudden decrease or loss in hearing or vision, or any allergic reactions like rash, hives, swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat, or difficulty breathing or swallowing, stop taking Cialis and get medical help right away. Ask your doctor about Cialis for daily use and a free 30-tablet trial. Drink alcohol in excess. Side effects may include headache upset stomach, delayed backache,
muscle ache. Oh, here we go.
Breathing or tongue or throat, or
swelling of the lips,
any allergic reactions like rash, hives,
swelling
of the lips, tongue or throat, or difficulty breathing or swallowing, stop taking Cialis and get medical help.
I'm 65 and my love life's never been better, but I have backache, hives, I can't swallow, and my head hurts. It's like, dude, who wants to take this at this point? Terrifying. That's So a lot of those commercials, man. I just hope that Super Bowl, we all know, love the commercials. I hope they do us right this year, because I don't need to. I want my vibe to be a good vibe, okay? I don't need to be nervous or sad during this commercial experience. Give me a funny Doritos. Bring back the Kool-Aid Man, something like that. That'll be good. Okay. That brings us to some ads. Okay, I've talked a lot about the Chiefs winning. I got this other article coming up that I really enjoyed about a Kansas man. So maybe, you know, Kansas City, Kansas man. This guy is kind of, this is like if Dwight Schrute came to life, I believe. Listen to this. Kansas man asks judge to allow him to have a sword fight with ex-wife. Listen to this. I respect this man in some way. Okay. A Kansas man has asked an Iowa judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney so that he can rend their souls from their bodies. Dwight Schrute. David of Paola, Kansas. Of course they're from Kansas. I feel like so many crazy people are out there. They just don't know what to do. Like, I guess I'll buy a sword. I don't. So they're getting a divorce. It says his ex-wife and her attorney is destroying his life legally. So many disputes, all these things. David, he says that legally, the judge has the power to let them resolve disputes on the field of battle. That has never been explicitly restricted as a right in these U.S. in these United States. He also requested 12 weeks time so he could secure Japanese samurai swords. That's probably the most interesting part of this whole thing. Where do you get those? Why would it take 12 weeks? I mean, obviously you can't just Amazon a samurai sword. You know, he'd be like, give me 48 hours. Sometimes 24 hours. Really nice. I mean, a lot of benefits to be, anyways. But 12 weeks, I guess he's got to call a few guys, make a few things happen, ship it here, ship it there, illegally get it in, get it here, sharpen, practice. Oh, man. He says, I've met my ex-wife's absurdity with my own absurdity. So he says, she's been so absurd, a sword fight is equally as absurd. Oh. Then they had to like literally argue. This is what's funny about lawyers. Like, well, I guess this isn't technically like, I guess it's possible. So the other lawyer has to like argue, okay, well, in my legal response, this duel could end in a death, so such ramifications likely outweigh those of the current custody issues. So they've requested that the judge reject the request. Wait, and then he's, until the proper procedural steps to initiate a court proceeding are followed, this is what the judge talking, this court will take no further action concerning any motion. So is he holding this up for a samurai fight? Dude. I would like to samurai sword fight my ex-wife. That's how I'd like to settle this. Daddy, I mean, that's brutal. They're over custody issues. Daddy, where's mommy? Well, son, we had a trial by combat for your honor, and I won. What does that mean, Daddy? Your mother's soul has been rended from her body. I want to rend their souls. That's what he said. Your mother's soul has been rended from her body. The samurai way. What's a samurai, Dad? It is I, your father, samurai. I executed your mother and her attorney. Trial by combat. Game of Thrones? Take it easy, bud. Oh, I'm going to sue you. Well, if you're going to sue me, you better draw the sword. Mommy, Daddy, where's mommy? Jeez. So I guess we'll stay apprised on that. I can't imagine that'll work out. Oh, that's so funny, dude. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, y'all know I like to review some YouTube videos on here. Shane Sings 5 Octaves is a great one. People like that. Well, this is one of my all-time faves as well. And this, you know, this guy feels the opposite of our wannabe samurai. This guy's very in love with his woman. And he posts this just love letter to his girl about their 7-month. And which is pretty touching. So we're just going to go ahead and...
Hi, baby girl.
That's the start of it, dude. Okay, here we go.
I just wanted to wish you happy 7-month anniversary, babe.
This is for Brianna, dude. This guy is in love. 7 months. That's a long time. That's longer than a lot of us can say.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
It's like he's looking in the depths of my soul.
I do. I love you so much. I love you more than there are all the hairs on every cat that Mr. McHugh owns.
What?
You know, if I had...
That was kind of a fire line. I mean, that's clearly a lot of hairs. He loves her very much. I love you more than every hair on Dean P's cats.
Even an eighth of a penny.
Wait, what?
You know, if I had even an eighth of a penny.
Oh, snap.
For every time that you were on my mind.
Eighth of a penny? Is that like a shilling?
I'd be richer than everyone in the
world. What's the exchange rate? We don't know.
Than everyone in the world. All combined. To one.
Okay, let's break this. See, this is... I don't know if that's possible, pal. This is where I kind of lose him a little bit. You know what I mean? Let's do some math. If he had an eighth of a penny for every time Brianna was on his mind, he'd be richer than everyone in the world combined. Now, combined global wealth. The first one was fire, dude. Like, I love you more than the hairs on Mr. McHugh's hats. Like, yes. $280 trillion is the global wealth, give or take. I mean, that was in 5 seconds of research. $280 trillion. Divided by an eighth of a penny. So that would be, quick math, 784 quadrillion or something. And the average person, let's say the average life expectancy is 80 years, right? How many seconds in 80 years? How many seconds in a year? We're going to figure this out. How many seconds in a year? 525,600 minutes. That's right. What is that? I forget what that is. A lot of like number based. You only got 84,600 seconds in a day to turn it all around and throw it up. You got to live like you're dying. These are helping me right now. How many seconds in a year? There are 31 and a half million seconds in a year. Times 80. So yeah, that would get us nowhere near to the global wealth. So this kid, now we're starting to doubt his, does he actually love her? Let's just keep listening.
Love you more than there are snowflakes in Russia.
Snowflakes in Russia? Oh, wow. I'm kidding, man. He loves this girl alone. Okay, getting a little dark.
I'm never gonna stop loving you.
Okay, serial
killer. No matter what happens.
And Netflix documentary about this kid happening soon. Oh.
What? I love you. Can't wait to see
the top
you
comment
later.
Is Brianna's probably tied up in his basement. Okay.
I love you so very much.
All in all, one of those lines was I'm gonna hit my girl with some of those lines. I love you. That's gonna be my wedding vows. I love you. I love you. I love you more than all the snowflakes in Russia. I love you more than every hair on a little kitty in the dark alleys of Chicago. I love you more than all the hairs on all the feral dogs in the Detroit, in the greater Detroit area. I love you more than all of the men the Kardashians have interacted with. I love you more than the amount of times I'm going to reference Dean Pease in this episode. Okay. So, men's quiet. Woo, man. Okay. another fun thing we have. It's like, all right, Trey, you're doing a little too much.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
So y'all know I post new videos a lot. I post, try to post, you know, weekly. And every now and then you come across a funny hate comment. I will say it's pretty awesome that I get very few of them. I do. Y'all are always showing me love and I appreciate it. But there are some. And, you know, like even the podcast, we have over 3,000 five-star ratings. Thank you. Please give it another if you haven't yet or have time. It really helps. But there's also, there's always one that's like, one star, meh, boring. This guy's lazy and an idiot or something. But one took the cake. This woman on my Facebook, I initially, because a lot of times when it's really hateful, I'll block someone. I'm just like, I'm going to block you. Obviously, if you're not, you don't like it, that's fine. Just, ugh. I blocked this woman, but then I unblocked her. I'm like, I kind of want to see what else she will say. Because this woman is named Becky Connor. She looks to be your very stereotypical, you know, Facebook mommy, grandma. She looks maybe in her 60s. Just a very basic selfie. Becky with an I. Since we know she's a bit crazy. Becky with an I, a little crazy. This was comments on my... I think this has been happening a lot because people were responding like, this woman again. But first I saw, she commented on my New Year, New Me music video. If you haven't seen it, it's out there. Which was fun to make. She commented. Becky goes, you are not that funny, but you have a nice voice. Maybe you should try some voice lessons. And grow up, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. You are not funny. Nice voice. Maybe try voice lessons and grow up. Becky, she hits me with that. Another comment on the same video under it. I read some of the other comments. So she's, you know, she's staying at, she didn't just comment and go away. She's back in it. She's looking at the other people's comments, people responding to her. I read some of the other comments. Please. She's talking to me now. Please don't let these people encourage you to continue. Sure, it's cute in a middle school talent show kind of way. You are better and smarter than this. Grow up. In a few years, you will be done. Please love yourself and do something that makes you proud of yourself. Becky just roasted me more than anyone since another middle-aged white woman told me to log off 5 years ago. This has topped it. 5 years ago, so woman, I posted like a video on Twitter and it was like, her profile was obviously, she was like 70, named Deborah, and she just said, log off. That was like, dude, I want to shake your hand. That was, you just obliterated me. Becky Connor. All the people responding, which you guys are so nice. It's funny when people go to bat for me. People are like, oh, come on. Don't be a hater. Drama queen. You just want attention. Lots of people enjoy his stuff. Just let it be. She responds to her, you know, she responds to these people. She goes, hey, listen, he seems like a wonderful young man, but where is this taking him? I probably care more about him than any person making these comments. I just hope he has another job. And this is his sideshow. That would work. So I'm applying for jobs. Becky just put me in the, just this spin cycle of roasting. Oh, that is so funny. Maybe take some voice lessons and grow up. Oh, just ended me, man. Absolutely ended me. Whew. That is so funny to me. Whew. So, but like I said, y'all show me love. There's haters out there, but y'all show me love. So we're good. We're all good. Hey, I may be a little picky going to the chili trough, but I'm out here making videos and we'll show her right people. Little does she know, I make a podcast too that is pretty cool, right? So she needs to do less. God bless.
Crazy white baby names.
I pressed the wrong one first. So, yeah. Oh, Becky.
God bless.
Do less, God bless, Becky. I can't even press the right button on my thing, but hey, do less, God bless. Trying to think of anything else, y'all. I appreciate y'all a lot. Listen to the podcast. We're about to hit 20 episodes in, so that's pretty cool. This has been fun. Like I said, please leave a review. That really helps. Hit me at my at the podcast email, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. That I'd love hearing y'all suggestions and stuff you want me to roast, hit on. That's always fun. Having Jake on every now and then is a great change of pace. I think y'all dig that. And like I said, new videos all the time, man. New vids all the time. And we may have an announcement for you soon. So thanks for rocking with me. I really do appreciate y'all for real. Hope you have a great, great week. And really, thanks for y'all. So many of you reach out and say, like, Trey, I listen to the podcast when I'm feeling down, or it just, I love every Wednesday. It makes me laugh so much. Thank you, because that keeps me going. If no one's anything, and I was just reading Becky Connor, just going, grow up, then, you know, it'd be tougher to do this. But you guys really are supportive. Thank you so much. Do less. God bless. We'll see you next week on Correct Opinions, episode 20 next week. That's fun. Have a good week, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Much love. Peace.
Correct Opinions. The correct opinion.